USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An Arizona murder suspect who escaped from deputies Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is back in custody after being spotted by a television news reporter. Jason Carlos Strover was seen by Channel 2 Action News dipping into some bushes in the College Park area. They called police and Strover was quickly surrounded and taken into custody. Mr. Strover was being transported to Phoenix to face a murder charge when he escaped. The New York Police Department is reporting an out-of-control driver fatally struck a man on a scooter before plowing into an outdoor dining setup in Queens, New York on Thursday night. The incident ended up at Peruvian restaurant Rosa Toro on 35th Street. A 60-year-old woman struck the man on the scooter and dragged him under the car for some distance. As the NFL draft continues, the first pick on Thursday went to Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. He'll be on the Jacksonville Jaguars roster this year. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
More signs the pandemic is winding down in America. Tim Berg reports.
More than a year after many in the United States were forced into lockdowns by the pandemic, Americans are taking to the road again, whether returning to work or taking long-delayed vacations. But travel plans could be disrupted in the months ahead due to a possibility of gasoline shortages. There's an abundant supply of petroleum, but according to one trade group, almost a quarter of the country's tanker trucks are currently idled because there's no one to put behind the wheel.
Last year during the pandemic, many of the drivers retired or they went to different industries, and that created a shortage.
Janet McGee, AAA's Director of External Communications, speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. McGee, as far as what you can expect when you hit the open road?
What we're looking at is the summer. In terms of it's happening most likely in spots that are very popular in terms of travel destinations for the summer. So beaches, so mountains.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republicans called out liberals for racism tolerance on Thursday after Senator Tim Scott offered opposing comments to President Biden's vision of America on Wednesday.
Nowhere do we need common ground more desperately than in our discussions of race. I have experienced the pain of discrimination. I know what it feels like to be pulled over for no reason, to be followed around a store while I'm shopping. I've also experienced a different kind of intolerance. I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives, by liberals.
Senator Scott on Fox News Thursday night.
I've never seen such a power grab and using people in such a despicable way. It is really disheartening to see the left's response. And frankly, even Twitter's response to racism and racial slurs, if it comes from the left, it must be okay according to Twitter's response 12 hours later.
Twitter declined to comment when asked why it took so long to remove the racial slur from its platform. After a lengthy beta, Apple has launched the iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5. The updates went live Monday and include several additional features, such as a new Siri Voices and a fancy new Face ID feature that makes it possible to use your iPhone while wearing a mask. Experts are saying you might find it better to wait a few days before updating. First of all, make sure you have a current backup of your Apple device before updating to the new operating systems. Two reasons to hold off. Every once in a while, there's a disastrous bug. Remember the 2016 launch of iPad Pro? Also, not every developer will be ready with software during the launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.